Okay, gentlemen, let's get started. We find ourselves on Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you have a Gemara in front of you, I see some of you do. We are 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top. In the very beginning of the line, the Gemara says as follows. Vamar Rav Yirmiyah v'yisema Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Right, Rav Yirmiyah, some said Rav Chiya Bar Abba taught that Targum Shel Torah Unkulus Hager Omro Mipi Rav Elazar v'Rav Yoshua. That the Targum that you find on the inside of the Chumashim, printed on the inside of the Targum, right, the Aramaic translation of the Chumash, that was taught by Unkulus. Unkulus was a Ger, and Unkulus's tradition of that translation, he got from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, two of the Tanoim. Targum Shel Nevi'im, the Targum that you find on Nevi'im, as opposed to on the Chumash, the Targum on the books of the Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uziel Amru, Mipi Chagai Zechariah Umalachi. Yonasan ben Uziel, he taught that Targum, and his tradition of that Targum went all the way back to the last of the prophets, to Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. Vinizdazeya Eretz Yisrael, Arbameos Parsa, Al Arbameos Parsa. And when Yonasan ben Uziel taught the Targum Yonasan on the Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael shook. I don't know that the Gemara is talking about an actual earthquake. I think that what the Gemara, maybe it is, that there are earthquakes in Israel. They do happen to them. But I think that what the Gemara is talking about is that it was such a significant event that Eretz Yisrael, you know, it shook. Yotza Basko v'yamra, and a Basko rang out of heaven. And the Basko said, Mi huze shegilai sarai livnei adam. So who is teaching my secrets to the people? Right, when Yonasan ben Uziel taught his Targum on the Nevi'im. Omar Yonasan ben Uziel, amazing. So Yonasan ben Uziel stood up, al raglav, on his feet, sorry, va'amar, and he said, Ani hu shegali sitarecha livnei adam. God, it's me. It's me. He raised his hand. He said it was me. Golei v'yadua lefanecha, God, you know, shelo lechvodi asisi, I'm not doing it for my own honor. Lo lechvod beis abba, I'm not doing it for the honor of my father's house. Elo lechvodcha asisi, I'm doing it for your honor, God. Shelo yirbu machlokes b'Yisrael, so that machlokes should not spread further and be more amongst B'nai Yisrael. And putting out the Targum Yonasan would give some clarification. V'od b'kesh legalos Targum shel ksuvim. And then Yonasan ben Uziel wanted to teach not only the Targum on the Nevi'im, which he did teach, but he wanted to teach the Targum on the Ksuvim, the Targum on the writing section of the Tanakh. Yotza Basko v'amra lo dayecha. And a Basko came out from heaven and told him, it's enough. You did enough. Don't teach the Targum on the Ksuvim. My time. Why not? What's wrong with the Targum on Ksuvim? Mishum de'ispe keitz Mashiach. Because the Targum on Ksuvim, Rashi says that it's in the book of Daniel. But the Targum on Ksuvim, right, has in it the time of when the Mashiach is going to come. And God didn't want us to have that. He didn't want us to have that information. So he told Yonasan ben Uziel not to teach the Targum on Ksuvim. Now the Gemara goes back. V'targum shel Torah unklus hager amro. Is it really true that the unklus was the one who taught the Targum on the Chumash? V'omar Rav Ika bar Avin, omar Rav Chananel, omar Rav, mai dichsiv v'yikru b'sefer Torah sa Elohim mifurash v'som seichel v'yavinu b'mikra. Right, the Pasuk in Nehemiah is talking about how they learned. So it says that they learned b'sefer Torah Hashem, and then it says miforash, and then it says v'sam seichel, then it says vayavinu b'mikra. So what are all of those adjectives? What are they describing? So the Gemara explains vayikru b'sefer Torah Elokim zem mikra. They read the pesuk. They read the chumash. They read it miforash zet targum. Miforash means that they learned the Targum. This is before Unklus ever lived, Nehemiah. Nehemiah lived before Unklus. So what do you mean that Unklus taught the Targum? Already in the days of Nehemiah, they had the Targum. V'som seichel ela psukin. Som seichel means that they knew where each pasuk stops. You know, when you open up a Torah, right? So it's not so easy always to tell where each pasuk stops. So they knew that. That's what it means with some seichel. They knew where each pasuk stops. That's what they learned. Vayavinu b'mikra elu piskei ta'amim. That's amazing. And they understand. Vayavinu b'mikra. They gave understanding to the text. It's because they had the ta'amim. The trup helps you understand the text. Because if you know where the psukim end, but the trup tells you where phrases end, right? Where to put commas, what words to group together within each pasuk. Va'amri la elu amesores. And some said, no, it's not talking about the trub, it's talking about the vocalization. meaning sometimes you look at words in the Torah and you don't know how they're pronounced. So you need a Masoras, which tells you how to read the words that are in the Chumash. So those are all the things that they had. The point is, what the Gemara is asking is that apparently they had the Targum before Unclus was ever born. So the Gemara answers, Shachachum v'chazru v'yisodum. See, this just like we learned last night, right, about the letters, right, which ones go in the middle and which ones at the end, that they forgot it. And at a certain point later, we needed, you know, the prophets, as it was back then, in yesterday's Gemara, to reteach it. So here also the same thing with Unclus. Yeah, in the days of Nehemiah, they had the Targum, but it got lost and people stopped learning it. People forgot it and they didn't know it. And then when Unclus was alive, so he retaught the Targum. He had a tradition from Elazar of Yeshua, what the Targum was, and he retaught the Targum and made it popular again. Now, Maishna da Araisa de Lois Tazeya, Vadinevi is Tazeya. So the Gemara asks, well, why was Yonasan ben Uziel's Targum of the prophets seemingly more substantial than Unclus' Targum of the Chumash, right? The Gemara said that when Yonasan ben Uziel taught the Targum on the prophets, so the whole world shook, right? Yisrael at least shook. But it doesn't say anything like that when Unclus taught the Targum on the Chumash. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, the Araisa Mifrisha Milsa, the Nevi Ika Mila, the Mifrisha Ika Mila, the Mistamun. The Torah is Mifrisha Milsa. It's things that are supposed to be understood. The prophets have things that we understand, but they're things that are secretive. Things that are hidden. The Gemara gives an example. Dichsib, Bayomahu Yigdal Mispeid BeYerushalayim KeMispeid Hadad Rimon BeBikas MiGidon. It's a pasuk. It's talking in Zechariah. It's talking Lasid Lavo about. It's talking about the mourning at the death of the Mashiach Ben Yosef, if I remember correctly. Right, and so the Amar Rav Yosef said, "Il mole tirguma de haikra." If we didn't have Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on this pasuk, lo yedana maika Amar, we would never have any idea what this pasuk is talking about. What does Yonasan ben Uziel teach us? Be yoma hu yaski mispada b'Yushalayim ki mispada de achav bar Omri de kotil yasei hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon piramot Gilad. It's combining two different events. It's saying the mourning that existed when. It's going to be akin to the mourning that existed when Achav was killed by a fellow named Hadar Dremon ben Tavrimon, and that's the first half. And the second half is Diyoshia Baramon Tikotil Yasei Paro Chagira Bebekas Megiddo, and the second is when King Yoshia was killed by Paro Neko in the battle of Megiddo. So the pasuk in Zechariah links these two events together in a way that you wouldn't know what it's talking about, because it takes pieces of information from each event. And Yonasan ben Uziel pulled it apart and showed us that really he's describing mourning of two different events, and saying that the future mourning is going to be like that. Now, the Gemara continues. V'ra'isi is a quotation from Daniel. V'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi es amare v'anashim asher yu imi lo ra'u es amare. Daniel said, I saw this vision, but the people who were with me, they did not see the vision. Aval charada gedola nafla aleihem. Nonetheless, even though they didn't see the vision, a deep fear, a great fear fell upon them. Vayivorchu and they fled. They fled away. So the Gemara tries to understand these pesukim. My niyuan anashim, who were these people who were standing with Daniel when he saw this vision? So Rav Yirmiyahu of Isimer of Chiyabarava, Zechagai, Zechariah, Malachi. It was none other than three prophets, Zechagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Inu adifu minei, v'iyu adif minayu. So now the Gemara says that Daniel had something over Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. He was greater than they in a certain respect, and they were greater than him in a different respect. Inhu adifu minei, de'inhu nevi'e, v'iyu lav navi'u. Right? V'iyu lav navi. They were greater than him because they were prophets. Daniel was not a prophet. Daniel was not a prophet. Daniel was never given a message to deliver to anybody else. Daniel was he had visions, but he was never given a message to deliver to somebody else. So Daniel was not a prophet. So Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were greater than Daniel because they were prophets. But Ihu Adif Minayu, but he was greater than them. De'ihu Chazav Inu Lo Chazi, because he saw visions that they were not capable of seeing. So despite the fact that he was not a prophet, he saw, you know, with a greater spiritual eye than Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi did. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. If they didn't see the vision, what did they get so scared of? They got afraid and they ran away. Why did they do that? So the Gemara says, this is kind of interesting. The Gemara says, Afal gav de'inu lo chazi mazlaihu chazu. Yeah, they didn't see it, but their mazel saw it. Don't ask me what that means. Don't their mazel saw it, so they got scared. And now look what the Gemara says. Amar Avina, Shma Mina, you learn from here, Haiman Debimis, Demivis. Sometimes you just get scared, and you don't know why. You know? Like, sometimes you just, like, get, like, the creeps. You know what I'm talking about? So the Gemara says, you know what? Afagav de ihu lo chazi mazla chazi. You might not see what's going on around you, but your mazel does. That's bad. And when you get scared, it's for a reason. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, so my takate, so what should you do? So you just get scared. You don't know what's going on. So you know that your mazel is trying to alert you that something is up. So what should you do? So likri kriya shema. You should say the shema. Say the shema. You get scared. You don't know what's up. Say the shema. The ikoin b'makom atinofes. But if you can't say the shema, let's say you're in a place that's dirty, you can't say the shema there. Lin shof midechusei arba garmide. So move four amos. Get out of there. Move four amos away. The ilo. And if you can't do that, leimahachi. So then this is what you should say. And it's good that you can't ask me any questions now because I won't be able to answer them. You should say, right? Iza deve tivcha shemina minoi. There's fatter goats in the slaughterhouse. You know. You know, don't talk about me. Yeah, I know. But don't, you know? But there's fatter goats in the slaughterhouse. I don't know. You know, you said the bad things. You know, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Now let's move on. Two dots in the Gemara. The Gemara goes further. You know, one day we'll learn Marsha and we'll learn Maral and, you know, we'll learn all about all of that. I got it to Gemara. I got 4 minutes left. I got finished all of them. So the Gemara says as follows: Vahashta de Amris Medina Medina Veir Veir Lidrasha. Now that we learned last night that when the Megillah differentiates Medina Medina, it's differentiating between cities that are walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun as opposed to cities that were walled in the days of Achashverosh. And when it differentiates Ir Veir, it's differentiating cities that are outside of the walled city, but they're either in close proximity, 1 mil, or they can see the walled city, and then they read on the 15th also, but that's not the whole Pasuk, because the Pasuk also says, Mishpacha u Mishpacha. So what is that coming to teach me? So Lamai also, what's it teaching me? This is an astonishing halacha right now. This is very important. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina lahavi mishpachos kehuna ulevia shemivat lena avodason uvoin lishmo mikra megillah. Talking about families of Kohanim and Leviim who were in the Beit HaMikdash doing avoda. They would leave the avoda to go listen to mikra megillah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Kohanim ba'avodasim Leviim b'duchanan v'Yisrael b'ma'amadon. Look at that. Kulan mevatlin avodasin uvon l'shom mikra megillah. Kohanim, Leviim, you see that? Yisrael b'ma'amadon. Rashi here writes, this is astonishing that members of Knesset Yisrael, not the Kohanim, not the Leviim, went to the Beit HaMikdash on rotation, just like the Kohanim and Leviim, to stand there and to watch the avoda. To watch the avoda. We had a job there too. It was a job. Ma'amadon, we had a job, right? The Yisraelim had a job also. And those who were on rotation, they would leave their jobs to go listen to Mikra Megillah. So the next time the Kohanim are bragging, you know, they let them brag. They have more than we do. But we have Ma'amados. We have Ma'amadon. We have standing. Good. Tani Nami Hachi Kohanim Avodasan Leviim Duchanim Yisrael Ma'amadon. Kulam Mevadlan Avodasan Uvon Lishon Mikra Megillah. All of them, they left Mikra to go listen to Mikra Megillah. Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe Shemevadlan Talmud Torah Uvon Lishon Mikra Megillah. And Rebbe said, we learn from here that we close the yeshiva and we go do Mikra Megillah. So that Mikra Megillah even pushes off Torah learning. Kavachomer me avoda as a kavachomer from the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. Ma avoda shi chamura mevatlan Talmud Torah lo kol shekein. Avoda is more stringent than Talmud Torah, and we would, if we give up avoda, then we give up Talmud Torah. Va avoda chamura mi Talmud Torah. Is it really true that avoda is more stringent than Talmud Torah? Vaksim vahi beyos Yeshua beyichov vayisa ina vayar vine ish omid lenegdo vayishtachu laarpov Yoshua by the siege of Yericho. So he saw this fellow Yoshua bow to him. The Gemara says, hang on a second. Hey, how did he bow to the guy? You're not allowed to say shalom to a stranger at night because you have to be nervous that it's a demon. Leave me alone on the demons. Shiny hasam to amarle ki ani sar tzva Hashem. No, he knew it wasn't a demon because the guy, the angel, said to him, ani sar tzva Hashem. I'm the emissary of God. V'dilma mishakri, or demons can lie. So how did he know that he wasn't lying? Right. So gemiri de lo matvik shem shemayim levatol. Kabbalah. No, but they lie, but they don't say God's name in vain. So once he said, he's Sartzav Hashem, so Yeshua knew he really was, and he wasn't a demon. Good, now let's get back to the point. Amar lo, the angel said to him, Emesh bataltam Talmud Shobein Arabayim. Yesterday, you guys didn't bring Talmud Shobein Arabayim. Va'achshav bataltam Talmud Torah. And now you guys are not learning. So two things you did wrong. So Amar lo, Yeshua said to him, Al Esam Ehen Basa. All right, so which one did you come here for? So Amar lo, Atabasi. I came for the second one. I came now, because you guys aren't learning. So you see that there was not doing korbanos, there was learning, and the angel came for learning and to give him rebuke, and not because they didn't do the korbanos. So you see that learning is really more stringent than the korbanos. Miyad vayolun Yeshua balaylahu besoch emek. Amar Rabbi Yochanan melamed shalon baomko shel halacha. So Yeshua then, next time when they were fighting against Ai, he learned his lesson, and he made sure that he was learning. Vamar Rav Shmuel bar Unya gadol Talmud Torah yosemei akrovas temidin. But we see that Talmud Torah is greater than bringing korbanos. Shenemar atabasi, because the angel only came for learning and not for korbanos. So the Gemara says, lokasha, it's not problematic. Hadirabim, hadiyachid. It depends. If it's the learning of an individual, then korbanos is more important. But if it's the learning of all of the Jewish nation, then the learning of all of the Jewish nation is more important than korbanos. Utiyachid kal, is it really true that the learning of an individual is less important than the korbanos? Vatanan. Noshim b'moed ma'anos avolo metapkos, or b'shmolo merim, hayu smuchos lamata metapkos, b'roshi chadashim b'chanak u'bapurim ma'anos u'metapkos b'zeh u'vzeh, avolo mekoninos. So the Gemara is talking about different kinds of, you know what? No, I'm going to start with this again tomorrow. I finished Talmud, and I'm 40 seconds past my time. So we'll start. I thought I was going to get through this part, but we'll start up here tomorrow. All right, everyone.